try another road. It's okay to break down.
You are tuned into Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. Listen, if you've never tuned into Off the Beaten Path, you are in for a treat this week. And listen, if this is your first time and you've just stumbled upon, potentially the best thing that has happened to both of us this week. First, need to acknowledge that we are broadcasting from the studios here on the unceded Musqueam, Coast, Salish, Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish Nations land here from the most western part of the Lower Mainland here on UBC's campus, deep, deep in the woods. And yeah, so what we do like to do here on the shows, we like to, just kind of keep you informed. What's going on here in the Lower Mainland? What's going on here in Canada? What's going on? Just kind of, it's hard to stay up on everything that's going on in this world. Honestly, there's too much. And the more that I know, the more I wish I didn't know. Like, it's one of those things where I like to read, you know, I like to read mostly books that kind of, you know, ask questions about the human condition and kind of how do we get to where we're at. And then I like to watch TV shows, you know, like Love After Lockup or, you know, or this recent show, you know, Chimp Crazy. And then you get to see just kind of the variations in which, so, you know, you read books and it talks about how people, you know, how we have evolved in a particular way. And then you see someone who's clearly evolved in a different way in which you did. And it makes you think that, you know, something's just not right. Something's just not right about it. But while it's not right, it's also not really wrong. Anyways, listen, you know, I am here to get you caught up, you know, just get you, help you, you know, whether you are, you know, just driving, maybe, you know, dropping off some packages, like to listen to the radio. You're like, you know what? What does the community got going on? Listen, I'm the community. I got you. And if you'd like to call in, you'd like to do your part, you can call in at 604-822-2487 at 604-UBC-CITR. And listen, you can do your part for the community and tell us what you got going on or maybe what you're thankful for. You know, maybe what your favorite part of the summer was. Because I thought that I had a favorite part of the summer. But my past weekend was pretty good. It's all looking up from here too. So it's been pretty nice. I feel like every sunny day from now on feels like a little bonus. Like in August and July, you can get a little, you know, you like me, you can get a little tired of it so much. It's just like, oh, another beautiful day, another perfect day outside. And, you know, when these days are a little spotty and few and far between, they kind of mean a little bit more, so you appreciate them. And when it comes on a three-day weekend, it just felt like, wow, what a gift. And I can say that from my perspective because there are some people who cannot. Like one of these things is that I had no idea that you could get stuck in space, especially if that was your job. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that after this musical break. I got in trouble for not playing enough CanCon. And listen, because good Canadian music is hard to find. But you tell me what you think about this new Lith song.
Yeah, fall back too close, you ain't even know me. Trust my brothers from way back from the north. Who's the in the yard? And then like they owe me. Gotta stay slick. Don't come around to me. Better conquer different lives that we lead. I'm in a Nike check in a bank of Louis V. Two tone in my bitch. Lights don't make no sense. Fuck up for a minute. I swap on my whip. Benzes and BMs, no. Guys, that make no sense, Falling, fall back too close. You ain't even know me. Trust my brothers from way back from the north. It's the end of your life. Spend it like they owe me. Swap my bitches out when they start to bore me. Promoter try booking me, but he can't afford me. Yeah, I'm from the north side, but I grew up in the west end. Wipe my nose, I'm hitting this hoe, but I really want a best friend. Mop me up when she do a chore, she earning an allowance. Leaving the club, I'm stumbling out. These racks help me keep my balance. When I'm outside, I stay with the guys, and I know every one of them about it. Pull up on a rapper in VVS.
BS, I can tell his diamonds cloudy. I can't trust little mama, she says she love me, she barely know me. Wondering why she ain't hitting your phone when I call, she never ignoring me. Free my dog, gotta pay for Lloyd, cause I know he never folding. Count the dead, I'm pouring out red, every day I feel like I'm floating.
Who's on my bed, eyes don't make no sense, walk up for a minute, eyes wipe on my wood. Eyes wipe on my whip, Benzes and BMs, lights don't make no sense. Running, fall back too close, you ain't even know me. Trust my brothers from way back from the north. It's the end of your spending like they owe me.
Back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. I'm your host, Isaiah. Yeah, so listen, I had no idea that, like, I had heard a story kind of about the people who got lost in the space, but honestly, I'm not going to lie, I kind of forgot about it. Like, I feel like it's not much different than Ocean Gate last year, except for, like, one of the things is I feel like we have a little bit more sympathy for people who just really want to go to space and not that much sympathy for people who really want to go to the bottom of the ocean, you know? And maybe it's because we assume, I don't know what the assumption is about that, but I think this may be something for us to think about. What is it about, you know, what is it about? Anyways, so I remember, like, you know, kind of a few weeks, maybe a week ago or a few days before that, you know, when just hearing about the astronauts, and I'm sure you probably forgot too, but I was like, you know what, maybe I should Google that. Maybe I should check up to see, like, you know, what's going on. And what I found is that it's actually scarier than I thought. So Sunita Williams and Barry Wilmore, two astronauts who are stuck with an extended stay on the International Space Station. Their 8-day mission turned into a potential 8-month stay because of some technical issues on a Boeing plane. And it's just so interesting because I was just watching a documentary on Boeing, and well, it was a documentary on private equity, and then that private equity company was talking about Boeing and Boeing stock buybacks. And, like, we talk about all of these. I mean, I think that on this show, you know, we've talked about fiscal policy before and just kind of about how kind of everything that we see is by design. And we've talked about the enshittification of just kind of everything that you feel like used to be good and, you know, worthy of your time and money. And so, and once private equity gets involved, or, you know, just kind of once greed gets involved, you see just kind of things. But you don't really expect these things. Like, you know, like, I expect Boeing to do shitty things to me. Like, you know, like, you know, when the airlines went from giving you an actual food, they went from giving you actual food to giving you actual food options, to being like, here, nigga, damn, you know, like, fuck, you know, like, like they give you stuff and it's like, I mean, I guess if you want it, you know, like, if you want the chip, like, I can't believe you came here wanting cookies and coffee. How dare you, you know? And it's kind of gotten so terrible, but I would never, and I can expect the airline to do that to me and you, but I don't expect them to do that to astronauts. And so to, like, you know, hear about the whistleblowers at Boeing and kind of how like shitty they were making planes and not correcting the failures within the planes that they've already had, you know, that they would do that to astronauts. But what you find out is that they did do that to astronauts. So if they did that to astronauts, they will absolutely do it to us. And it's kind of wild that, like, these astronauts are so, I guess, well-trained in a sense. you know, but like, you know, not just trained, but like prepared to just be stuck in space. Like, that's just a possibility. Like, it's interesting. Like, they probably talk about that. Like, what happens if we get stuck? Like, that's definitely within the protocol. And yeah, it just seems quite awful. Anyways, yeah. So one interesting thing that is going on is it's not even on this earth, not even of this earth. There was so many things. So last week, we talked about cell phone bans in schools, and just kind of it feels interesting to have been like on the beginning, the forefront of the cell phone, and seen it come full circle, you know, where cell phones were automatically banned, and then I guess they went lenient, which seems kind of nuts, and then now they're trying to reban them. And then two parents wrote into CBC and says, there are cell phone bans in schools around the world. Do any of them work? The impacts haven't been studied vigorously in most places until very recently. They're arguing that having cell phones bans in schools is not gonna help. And I find these questions to be, like, sometimes I think that people can get too smart. Now, I don't actually know the intelligence of these two individuals who wrote this story into CBC, but if they're listening to the show right now, they can defend themselves, because I just feel like some people are just, you know, they're just too smart. It's like, do cell phone bans actually work? The only thing that cell phones in school, the issue is the entire issue is attention. And if your kid has a cell phone, they will not be paying attention. It's very simple. Take away a cell phone. Maybe the attention doesn't go up. But keeping the person with the cell phone, the attention is automatically going to go down. It is, you know, and so when I see some of these times on these articles on CBC, I'm like, one, it took two people to write this. And the CBC paid for this. It says, and even if you go, like, just kind of the debate just seems so wild to me, because if you read within the story, it talks about how studies show that cell phone bans increase learning. So it's like, it's pretty definitive anyways. My thought process is, I look at the CBC and I'm like, they pay people to do anything on there. Like, the problem is there's so many jobs, yet there's no jobs. Because it doesn't, sometimes things just don't make any sense. Like, I know people who bust their ass all the time and they can't find a job. Then I see articles like this that somebody got paid to write. And no offense to these people, but do cell phone bans work? Seems like a waste of everybody's time. But you know who's not wasting your time? Me. Because, listen, I got some new music from Negro Impactico, and also some old music from the Flying Stars of Brooklyn, because I thought the song was too beautiful not to share. When we get back, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what scams are going on and how you can stay your ass out of jail. You'll definitely want to hear that.
I've been thinking of you lately. I've been missing you lately. like crazy, crazy lately, baby. Ooh. I've been thinking of you lately. I've been missing you like crazy, crazy, babe. I know well. You can see it written in your eyes. You know that you're just my type. We could find a compromise. You escape if we could catch a fight. Far away from pesky eyes, where it's only you and I. You got me feeling like you got me in a frenzy. All I want is your love, baby. Come on. Got me going pitter-patter. Please don't let my heart to shatter. I don't know what I can say. Only you can make me feel this way. You got me going pitter-patter. Please don't let my heart to shatter. I don't know what I can say. So just open your DM today.
He buckled off the beam path here on 101.9 CITR. And listen, if your God has a telephone, tell him to call in 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. You know what? Or give me his number. I got a few questions for him. Because, you know, when people say everything happens for a reason, I don't believe that. But if I could get on the phone with him, I'd ask. And, you know, see, I can see what he's got going. Like one of the things when I think about, you know, everything happens for a reason. So Carlos Santos was a London drugs employee, and he stole a staggering $1 million worth of things by selling high-end items at London Drugs, and then stealing them from London Drugs and then selling them on Craigslist. So he was a merchandise handler. I don't even know what that really means. But anyways, he had access to the stuff and he was able to sell it. And I think that sometimes we should just be impressed with the ingenuity. And like, I feel like find places for people, you know, like, you know, technically he didn't hurt anybody, you know, this wasn't, you know, it's just a little bit of corporate, you know, loss prevention. Anyways, Judge Nancy Phillips said the quantum of the theft is staggering. It was clearly deliberate, intentional, and planned, and wasn't going to stop until he got caught. Now, imagine stealing $1 million worth of stuff from London Drugs and just being like, you know what, I need another lick. Like, you couldn't just be happy. I mean, and the thing is, he stole $1 million worth of stuff. What do you think he was selling? You think he sold it for like 30%, 40, 50% maybe? You know, he's probably giving a lot of it away. It's probably Christmas gifts, you know, sending it back to the folks, you know, just a lot of gifts. I'm sure if you were friends with Carlos, I bet Carlos was a good friend. Hey, you know what? I'm almost pretty sure Carlos was a good friend. Like, could always get you what you needed, you know? That's the thing. Everybody needs somebody like Carlos in their life. You know, just you can just always get what you need. He's basically believed to have stolen over 245 items over the course of 5 years. And it doesn't really seem like a lot over 5 years, but you know what? I ain't mad at him, but I ain't glad at him. You feel me? Anyways, listen, don't go to jail, guys. Don't do it. So right now, listen, if you don't know, you didn't know, there is a, what people are thinking is a bank glitch. And what I did also didn't know is that it happens at Chase Bank. I didn't know that Chase Bank was the number one preferred bank of scammers. So listen, so if you want to be, there's so many scammer tutorials that it's scary. Well, one, because, you know, these scammer tutorials, you can't imagine that these are not fed plants. But also the fact that people are watching these and then also getting away with fraud makes me feel like, and also just kind of knowing the police, you're just like, they're just not that sophisticated. And when I say knowing the police, I mean just kind of knowing their track record is very poor when it comes to solving the crimes that you need to be solved. Anyways, I didn't know that Chase was big on the scammers. But the Chase Bank, I guess they have a glitch that apparently allows people to commit check fraud. So what happens is people are depositing fake checks for large sums of money, which aren't immediately flagged, then withdrawing the money, or applying for large loans immediately and getting the money. And so basically what happens, people are committing check fraud and then what people feel like is free money. And listen, one thing I know is you did not play. They might have let you get over on the PPP loans, but on these glitch loans, this is, and also, I don't really know how this works in Canada, but I wouldn't try it. I feel like the police obviously are, you know, still police, but I feel like since there's a lot less of that shenanigans going on, they are probably up on your shenanigans. It's crazy being on campus back when school starts, because it's just like, it's got just like a weird energy. Nobody knows each other. Everyone's just looking at each other all weird. It's very, very interesting. One thing that's going on, the Queer Film Festival here in Vancouver is going on from September 11th to the 22nd. You know, I am interested in what kind of movies they got showing. So if you go to the Queer Film Festival, it's called outonscreen.com /VQFF. You should go check it out. You can look into the schedule about what they got going on, what programs, what movies that they have. I'm definitely going to go check out at least a few. And they have an opening party. You know what? I love that. Well, check it out. Listen, I'm just looking at the titles. The thumbnails. Looks high quality to me. Maybe we'll talk about it next week on, stay tuned. Next week we'll talk about which movies we'll go to. You know what? And me and you. Maybe me and you. Maybe a lucky listener. We can go to the movies to go see a Queer Film Festival flick. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about how there's some people who do rich better. And when we eat them, we'll still eat them, but just have to acknowledge that, some people just do it better. Here's some Malia Laura and some Planet Giza.
It's been too long since I last heard from you. You had me thinking I'd never get this out again. I still remember my last words for you. No time or place would ever make a difference.
Wait for the wait till I wonder why. Life passed by. Thought I would get through it over time. So drifted away without saying goodbye. Saying goodbye.
You need someone to talk to. I ain't never out of reach. Oh, you need someone to talk to.
Stick, I'm holding up to. Yeah. 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 Shorty from the ends. She just a friend. Used to hit me on my phone like, what's the move? Like, what's the plan? We stopped keeping in touch and now I wonder where she went. She popped up in my head. Memories on Instagram. All the conversations that we had was hella deep. You looking for serenity, you looking for some peace. Not knowing that would be the last time that we would speak. But you could hit my phone, cause I'm never out of reach.
If you need someone to talk to, I ain't never out of reach. Oh, if you need someone to talk to,
back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. And it is, it's one of those, it's a thing that I've have found to be just, you know, when you're just kind of looking around, you're just kind of like, you know, this feels like a, this feels like a joke, you know? And so the one of those things is that Chick-fil-A launched a family-friendly streaming service. And you're like, why is Chick-fil-A launching, getting into streaming? And then you realize you're like, you know, there's nothing that's sacred, nothing that's safe. Not even, listen, Chick-fil-A won't serve you a chicken sandwich on Sundays. And they will continue to fund conversion therapy and anti-LGBTQIA plus candidates, but they'll also start a streaming service, which makes me a little bit, you know, nervous about the intent, the intentions behind the streaming service, which is, I think that, you know, kind of as we get closer to the election, it feels, well, the election in the United States, it feels as if, at least right now, it feels as if, like, you know, it is kind of, I don't want to say over, but it feels like as if, like, you know, one party is really, really starting to, I wouldn't say pull away, but they're really starting to separate themselves. You know, and we kind of, and we sometimes feel like, you know, that's, people feel like that's the battles to win, you know? And then sometimes I think about all of the, all of, like, just kind of the effort in which it takes to maintain and kind of push an ideology, and the effort and the willingness that it seems, you know, only one, it feels as if, you know, kind of like there's a set of people who feel like they own effort, you know, and at least when it comes to being loud, you know, they own the loud, but also the quiet, you know, like the textbooks and, you know, streaming services. And sometimes when you're watching a Netflix movie, especially when you want to watch just a movie that has some football in it, you know, like the thing about when you get some football in your movie, you automatically get some Jesus in your movie. And if you get some Jesus in your movie, sometimes you're like, who made this movie? You know, you're like, who made this movie? Interesting choices of dialogue that they put in here. Because you can always feel like that it comes with a side of evangelism, you know, and so you're thinking, who's making all these movies, who's funding all these movies, who's distributing all these movies, who's watching all these movies. And what you learn is that it's not even just the people who believe in it fully. It's people who just find the content good, because, you know, now I wouldn't say, you know, people who you might disagree with are also good at making stuff too. And they do it at a clip where it's kind of unbelievable. Anyways, I bet the Chick-fil-A streaming service stuff will be as addicting and, you know, as bad for you as fried chicken is. Can't imagine it's better for you than fried chicken. And so this is one of those stories where you're just like, I thought this didn't happen. So, you know, we talk about this every Halloween, you know, about how there's articles in CBC all the time about people giving away, you know, like, about like, don't take candy from XYZ, or, you know, it could have be laced with drugs. And, you know, we talk about on the show how nobody's giving away drugs for free. Like, who the hell is doing that? Like, you do not have to worry about drugs in your candy, because people are not just out here giving away free drugs. Drugs cost money. But in New Zealand, a food bank apologizes after handing out meth-laced candy. And a charity in New Zealand accidentally distributed meth-laced candies to people experiencing homelessness. Auckland City Mission, the organization involved in the mishap, became aware of the matter on Tuesday when several people complained after eating the pineapple-flavored sweets. One of the candies was brought to a drug clinic in Auckland, where it was discovered it contained 3 grams of methamphetamine. We do not know how widespread the contaminated lollies are, so we recommend not eating any brands of Rinda brand pineapple flavored lollies if you have them. Could you imagine? So, like, we found out a number of the lollipops containing methamphetamine were donated by an unknown member of the public. Can you imagine how diabolical of a drug dealer you have to be to go down to the homeless shelter, like, to actually to take lollipops, like, unpackage them, put meth in them, repackage them, take them down to the homeless shelter, and then have them hand them out and get these homeless people who are just trying to, who have made the conscious and intentional decision to go to a shelter, and you're trying to re-addict them to drugs? Shame on you. Listen, shame on you. You know, listen, and that's just terrible. Like, if you never hear this, you New Zealand, criminal deviant, shame on you, honestly, because those people made they took one step, get to the shelter, and then boom, candy, got them back hooked. You know, it's crazy, and it's like, is it the shelter? Maybe the shelter gave them out. Then that's when you got to start thinking too deep. That's when you start getting too smart, like those ladies trying to figure out if cell phones are bad in schools. Cell phones are good for schools. It's like, you know what? No, we're thinking too smart. We know that it's bad. We also know that it could be shelter. We also could be a drug dealer. Could be a drug dealer that works at the shelter. Could be all bad. And when I mean all bad, like, it could have been, you just kind of think, like, story jumps on story, just how awful we can be to each other. So an Indiana man admits to poisoning wife's Coca-Cola for months, and he planned to marry her daughter. An Indiana man was diabolical in his attempt to end his marriage. 71-year-old Alfred Roof was sentenced to 4 years after pleading guilty to aggravated battery, admitted to poisoning his wife, Lisa Bishop, 51. The scheme lasted for months, with Roof having the intention of marrying her daughter. It's kind of wild. Just kind of, this man already had an age gap in his marriage, and he was just trying to get a bigger one. This man is need to be kept off the streets. 4 years isn't enough for this guy. Lock him up. Lock him up. He also reportedly admitted to having sex with his wife's daughter, who instructed him to put the powder in his wife's drink. The daughter reportedly told Ruff that they should plan to get mom out the picture in order to inherit life insurance policy. Lock everybody in this story up except for the mom. That's terrible. That's terrible. Listen, if you would do that to your mom, you shouldn't be listening to this show. This show is not for people like you. Not at all. Off the Beaten Path is a show for people who love their moms, and and that's on that. So, when we get back, we are going to wrap it up. But I got a funny story to leave you with because, listen, sometimes, like we've talked about before, rich people just have a little bit too much money.
The way this shit clings to the air. It must be that time again. White button up, left open over the tee. It blows in the breeze, leaves coming in on the trees. Triple gin and the soda is peach. Lemon squeeze finish brings it to a whole different league. There's something in the air now, barbecue, burgers, and wings. Someone hold on to my drink and pass me the rock. I'm about to cross little Brody over like I had the ball on a string. Folded his Crocs and boat shoes like I'm about to go to the...
I tried. Honestly, I tried. Listen, I was like, you know what? Let me try the Canadian Summer Song. I'm sorry.
I know you gonna miss me. Before we've been together like Nike Airs and Christmas.
Gotta go to America where summer is. Feels endless. You know what? I'm feeling real patriotic today. It must be the Olympics.
Estats with polo fleeces. Purple label shit with the logo secret. Give me a couple years, shit, I might just sneak in. A couple words and like peaches and herb. We'll be reunited and feel so hood. How the whole world saying, I still so good. Well, I do this in my slumber, summer. I ain't none of these half-ass newcomers. You know how I do, summer. I drop heat when you bring the sun up. The combo make niggas act up. I pick a gun up. Niggas back up, they know I'm not no fronter. I don't talk shit, I just flip an onion. Sorry, Lance, I'm just trying to advance my quotes. I ain't making you the butt of my jokes. But let's not stray from what I came to say to my beloved. Think we need some time away, they say if you love it. You should let it out, it's cage and fuck it. If it comes back, you know it's there to stay. It's tugging at my heart, but this time a part is needed. From the public, who should have gave me the politics. Instead gave me the ass to kiss. But you know me, thugging to the casket dips. But still shine light down on all my pairs. I know they wear some queer, I still want them to share. And all the success I receive, I know you can't believe. I still love them, but they don't love me. They like the drunk uncle in your family. You know they lame, you feel ashamed, but you love them the same. It's like when niggas make subliminal records. If it ain't directed directly at me, I don't respect it. You don't really want it with hope. For the record, I put a couple careers on hold. You could be next kid. Keep entering the danger zone. You gon' make that boy whole. Put your name in the song. If you that hungry for fame, motherfucker, come on. Say when. Take 10 pages and spin. But on another note, about to take another vacay on another boat. God damn, a motherfucker rode his way out the hood. And I pray that I stay out for good. But any day you know a nigga could try to play like you should. Then I gotta play like Dutch Schultz. You pass the Dutchie, I blast you. Trust me, niggas can't fuck with me. I'm in a good mood, lucky. I got a good groove, and I ain't trying to fuck my thing up. But I will lay down a couple green bucks, get you cleaned up. Non-Pulp Fiction, Coke for fifth, and young niggas that blast with me. No religion.
Back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9. CITR. I'm your host, East Arian, and listen, What a Tuesday. What a Tuesday. Back to back had Crimes and Treasons from 8 to 10. Off the Beaten Path, 10 to 11. Listen, every Tuesday, every single Tuesday, we're out here not only providing you the best hip-hop and, you know, R&B, who doesn't talk show, we got everything for you here on Tuesday night. One thing that we do have is that, listen, three rescued hikers on the North Shore this weekend had to spend the night on Norvan Falls because they were unprepared. Three brothers, 29 to 34, were fit but didn't pack up for the hike. Listen, I have been there before and been one of those idiots. You know what can happen there? You can die. So make sure that we make sure that that doesn't happen. Listen, a few funny things going on here. So it's kind of wild. So Mark Zuckerberg, we know who Mark Zuckerberg is, you know, the guy who started Facebook. You know, one of the guys who feels like he should have a hand in the democracy of our world and does play a pivotal role with his, you know, social media, being able to control what people see, feel, think, hear. And sometimes you get a little lost on Facebook trying to blend what's real, what's not real, what's a joke, what's not a joke. Anyways, Mark Zuckerberg, like, you know, talking about people who are just kind of like going on rich people's side quests, which is what I think that, like, you know, besides the trying to control and censor, you know, censor kind of like control narratives with censorship, through censorship on the platform. You know, he lives a the type of rich life I can imagine. So just recently he commissioned a statue of his wife, and it looks to be like he hired a, you know, famous Daniel Arsham, who's a famous sculptor, and made a marble statue of his wife. And you're like, that's what rich people should be out here doing. You know, stop trying to own everything and just go out. You know, I think I saw him on a, you know, one of those boards that planes, you know, kind of like one of those, like, you're like, oh, that seems pretty cool. You know, he's trying to jetpack, you know, he's trying to make, you know, just trying to do all types of weird rich people stuff. And I'm sure there's some other weird rich stuff he does, which I guess, you know, hopefully it doesn't get too weird. But, you know, you're just out here just living a weird rich life, you know, doing judo. Can't be too mad at that. Except for the fact that he worth like $200 billion. You're like, nobody should have that much money. Like, everything he could do with just one. Anyways, shout out to this Russian circus bear who finally had enough. Now, I've been watching Chimp Crazy, and that's one of those things where I find people just don't give these animals enough credit. And sometimes, you know, you have a bad day at work. You're just like, you know what? I'm done with this shit. And this bear had enough. He swiped at his trainer, beat him up. And the bear's name is Donut, so you know he's good in my book. He just had enough. He tried to bite the trainer, and just kind of attacked him during the show. Just like, say, I'm fed up. Let me go back. It's an animal, you know. They can express their emotions. That's what the Russian animal rights campaign people said. It's like they can express their emotion. Every trainer needs to understand that. And yeah, so. Shout out to Donut the Bear. Listen, you good over here on Off the Beaten Path. Listen, we do this every Tuesday from 10 to 11, and we'll talk to you next week. I'm out.